Welcome to the Financial Coconut Podcast Network, the leading personal finance podcast network in Singapore. I'm your host, Reggie, aka your chief financial coconut. Every Monday, you will be joining me, Eric Fung, and SG Budget Babe Dawn on our weekly segment, Wise and Shine, where we leverage on the latest quirky happenings out there on the internet to answer many of your burning social and personal development questions. Yes, we are all a little bit sick and tired talking about money all the time. So welcome back to Wise and Shine.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
To me, right, I can trust an asshole, you know, because they are consistently an asshole.
Yeah, because trust is about consistency,
right? Trust is about consistency. If this person is always late, I can trust that this guy is confirmed late one. Welcome to the inaugural episode of Wise and Shine. My name is Reggie, aka your chief financial coconut, and I'm joined with
Dawn, Budget Babe,
our first financial influencer in town,
and the only female here.
Yes, and
hi everyone, this is Eric here. Eric goes global.
Nice. So I think this is a new segment that we are piloting, and I think we're very beheld by to call ourselves wise.
Who say we okay, it's true.
Yeah, I thought that's why you brought us here, right?
Yeah.
To kind of increase the overall wisdom.
Exactly. Otherwise, you would have just brought any Barbie or Ken, right?
Okay. But fair point. I think you guys have established yourself out there, right? So I think today we want to kind of push these conversations forward because after a while, honestly, I'm very sian of talking about finance. So yes, I'm very bored of that. So I decided that, yeah, let's do this Monday segment where we connect with our audience on a different ground to talk a little bit about some of the latest happenings and what kind of insights that we can have. So today we are going to spend some time to talk about, can you befriend your boss, right? So the backstory, I think we don't really need to establish, because out there recently, there's been a lot of conversation, right? Bosses scolding the new people, like Gen Zs. And how many of us remember that millennials for a period of time was the strawberry generation?
Oh, for sure.
Yep. Right.
When we were in our 20s.
No, but the interesting phenomenon is you see millennials now joining the bandwagon to label Gen Zs
the next one, right,
as the strawberries.
Yep.
Right? Yeah. Entitled.
That's the irony of life.
Yeah, that's the irony of life. So I think that's the part that really bothers me. I'm like, so are we in this endless tussle between like employers and employees? You know, is this going to just be an endless thing? Because if we broaden it up to say like, oh, it's not just like your boss as your shareholder, but like your immediate boss, right? I think, hey, your boss, right? So is this the endless tussle? Can you actually befriend your boss, right? I think that's the question for today.
Okay.
How would we define boss? Would it be your direct manager or even your CEOs and your directors? Where are we drawing the line for this?
Yeah, so I think my take will be like your immediate management, you know, and to be fair, if you can befriend your CEO, you're also quite gaolat, lah. Yeah. So depending on how big the company is, but I think your immediate management and the people maybe two or three tiers above you, I think collectively we all call them bosses, right? And I think that's the interesting part.
Mm-hmm. My natural instinct is, I mean, okay, so background, right? Because all of us come from different corporate backgrounds. So I only had 2 years of corporate background. And after that, I was an entrepreneur. So I would probably be speaking more from a boss point of view.
So you're the boss.
Come on, you guys. You too,
then
right?
Then we were verified with your employees.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. Actually, that's true.
Yes.
So My take is that
put it's in the comment okay section to be. Below.
Oh my god! Please don't. I think it's okay to be friendly with your boss, but I don't think it's great to be friends with your boss.
So there's you don't like difference. Your employees to be friends with you?
I don't. Okay, here's how I define friend, right? Friend is like me and Dawn, right? So we will go out for lunch, we celebrate each other's birthday, we tell each other secrets, we spend a lot of time together. That's my definition of a friend. And so I wouldn't want to do that with an employee because number one, I feel that there should always be a line to be drawn. Because the minute if we are friends, people tend to have expectations. Like, oh, see, I'm your friend, so why are you treating me like that? Then it makes it very complicated. So I prefer that we have a friendship line and then we have a employee-employer line.
No, but don't you think even as an employee-employer, there's some level of expectation?
What kind of expectation? Friendship expectation?
Maybe not friendship, but you know, expectations are everywhere, right? So even as an employee, your employees have some sort of expectation of you already. So I think where you're coming from is the murkiness, you know, when you now you're no longer just an employee-employer relationship, you are also a friend, and then it makes it a bit hard to kind of push some ideas. Is that what you're trying to say?
I think. Unless I can sit down with the employer and say, okay, what's your definition of a friend? Because think about it, right? There are two types of people in this world, right? There's task-oriented people, there's relationship-oriented people. So obviously, if my employees are more relational, they would want me to also be relational. Mm. But there has to be a line, right? I'm not going to like, hey, let BFF, let's go out for lunch. You know? I'm not going to do that. And then I have employees, or maybe I have a boss who is very task-oriented and he prefer to keep things very, you know, formal. So I feel that every relationship, there should be some rules. Maybe it's unspoken. And if we speak about it, then maybe there's less misunderstanding.
But it might be tough. I mean, okay, so from my side, right, I come from a corporate background. Still, I'm in a corporate background. I never really believe in being friends with my boss. Yeah, but...
Really?
Yeah, same thing. Can be friendly. You do need to be friendly because networking is very important. Correct. But, like, I think it really comes down to the fact that we need to recognize at the end of the day, right, everyone has their own agenda. And the boss agenda, when it comes to it, the owner of the business, the first agenda is to protect the business. So let's say if the best friend, the employee, needs to get fired, then how? Would firing that person save the business but then ruin the relationship? Would the person be mature enough to understand that it's not personal, it's really just to save the business? That's or be like, no, my friendship means more to you than the business. You mean you choose the business over me? You know, and when it starts to go down that route, right, it gets very tiring. So I think you really have to draw the line. But knowing how to like manage that relationship with your direct manager, especially, I think is super important because I've seen people who, when they leave organization, they bring their people with them.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and the best bosses.
That's the power,
right?
Of people.
Correct. Yeah. Exactly. So they can actually create a lot better opportunities for you after they found it for themselves first, outside, right? So like, let's say your direct manager gets headhunted into a very big firm which has like a 50% pay raise. Wow, jump ship, here we go. But because you had a good relationship with her, when it is time for her to now recruit, she'll think of you first. She'll bring you in, and she's more likely, because she had that good relationship with you, to fight for a better pay. Versus like, oh yeah, I'm hiring this person, my relationship is so-so lah, but she's a good worker. I'll just bring you in and pay the least amount that I have to get you in. But if there's a bit of relationship, that person might be able to fight for you for a little bit more. Obviously not the most.
I feel relationship is like a lubricant. Right, it makes things easier.
Oh, we're going there, huh?
It's wise and shy, right?
Yeah. Good morning.
Right, I mean, think about it. It's, if I have a good relationship with you, it makes work easier. But I'm very, very wary, especially salespeople, you know? Like, oh, I want to build a very good relationship with you. But okay, I can be friends with Reggie, but doesn't mean I'm the best financial advisor to Reggie. So I'm very worried sometimes that people overvalued their friendship and they use their friendship as a barter trade for business.
Yeah.
Or worse, like you said, right? That, oh, because we are friends, I'm bringing you to this company. What if your values doesn't align to the company's values? What if you actually cannot produce work? Then then I'm bringing dead weight.
Yeah, no, so I think the caveat here is definitely that you must be able to perform, right? Yeah. If you're not good at it, then...
Don't even talk.
You know, yeah, so every day, laliang, nothing's going to come out of it, right?
Yep.
So I think there is a bunch of people that... you know, feel like, you know, all I need is to befriend my boss, right? There's a bunch of people that feel like that. Like, you know, like, I'm stuck here because I'm not friends with my boss. Like, my boss don't like me, you know, I cannot move up. And I will say that there's some people that, yes, fit the bill.
Yeah.
But there's also probably a big bunch of people that are tuning in that require a different set of skills, you know, to be able to move up. And I think that's a little bit of that gap.
Right? I think having both. Right? Yeah, when you can perform and you have great relationships, it helps.
No, but I think saying both is a bit lackluster. You know, like I get it, yes, both. Right. But how do I know? How do I know where am I lacking? Yes.
I think maybe a better word is value. Mm. Because everybody defines value differently. I mean, I believe that in the business world it's all about value exchange.
Mm-hmm.
That if you have value, people want to hang out with you in a business. Let's talk about just business, right? And some people value friendship. Therefore, I'll be your friend. But some people value, let's say my boss value that I want you to always give me contrarian point of view because I like you to challenge my point of view. And if I know that my boss value that and I give him that, then he's going to always think that I'm an asset to him.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe start by... all of us as employees or even partners, right? Ask ourselves, you know, what does this person value?
Mm.
And then we give that person a value and then we can continue to have that relationship, whatever that name is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, but let's talk about the dark sides though.
Mm.
So there are two dark sides, right? The first thing I'll talk about is really like, you have to learn when to protect yourself because in friends, right? With friendships, you tend to let your barrier down. Yes. Right? Yes. You let your guard down.
My God.
Like, you'll say a lot of things that later on you realize, it's not very appropriate to have told my
boss.
Yeah,
Korean drama already. You know? Backstabbing. You know?
Exactly. And the thing is that you'll never know when your boss might use it against you.
Mm.
So you might say like, oh yeah, I went drinking last night. So I anyhow do that as that
you have a
project.
Point.
Report and then like your boss is okay, yeah, no worries, I understand, but actually say only 3 months down the road when they have to fire then they bring it up. We're like, oh shit.
And I must confess to that.
Confess in what sense? Which side are you?
I actually you know as a boss, you know, it happens, right? When you slip things, you know, like when you tell me certain things on a very casual basis, it does shape my impression of you.
Yeah.
Right? Exactly. Like, so I can attest to that. You know?
Because you're their paymaster.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you'll be thinking, this money well paid or not?
Yeah, yeah. And that's a different discussion, right? Whether are we paying enough and, you know, blah, blah, blah. That's a different discussion. But it's just the basis of like a lot of these, because as much as when your boss casually says something, it changes your impression of your boss.
Agree.
When the employee says something, you know, like same. As much as we friend, you know, you tell me certain things, it affects how I look at you.
Yeah.
Right. And it affects how I then decide, is this as far as we go? Like, is this your level? Like, you're going to stagnate here or am I going to try to like push you further?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I think that's a very fair point. but that being said, I think a lot of people sensationalize the gather your skills, right? Like, oh, you know, you just got to be very good and people will see you, right? You got to like, oh, just be very good at what you do. And then, you know, there's all this upskilling and all that. But to me, if you're very good at what you do, you get as far as somewhere in the middle management, you know, level. You're kind of good at what you do, okay, mid-high. But if you want to go further, you want to be closer to the center of power, then I must trust you. I must like you.
Exactly.
Inevitably, there must be friendship here. Inevitable one. People in the past go as far as marrying their kids, you know. You know what I mean, right?
The kingdoms, like, right?
Yeah, the kingdoms. Yeah. And today, it happens. Okay? It's just not mainstream media. They don't talk about it as much. But today, it happens. Right? They send their kids to the prime school hoping that, oh, marry, you know. That it's great. Right? But to me, that is the reality, right? Like, why are you tuning in on something like this? Because somehow, as a listener, deep down, you feel like, maybe I befriend my boss, I can go further.
Mm.
Or I will make my workplace a little bit better.
Mm.
And the truth is, yes, only when I trust you and I like you will I pull you closer.
Yeah.
You know, but the caveat is you must still be good at what you do. I don't know.
No,
it's the idea of like and trust, you know what I mean? Like, I feel that it's a fundamental ingredient you need in a relationship. Mm. Like, I need to like you enough so that I don't, like, get pissed off when I see your face, right? that's why I say the lubricant, it makes things easier. But you're right, the trust. But the trust is more of the, I trust that you can do your job. I trust that you can cover my backside if I get in trouble, that we are a team. However, do I trust you enough to then tell you my weaknesses and my secrets? That's where I feel. That's why the degree of trust is different. Like a BFF, you will know all my deep, dark secrets and yet you still love me for who I am.
Yeah.
But I don't think I can have that with my boss.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we need to not be ignorant and think that... And I'm telling it from a really life experience, right? I wear my heart on my sleeves. You know, I'm in the education field. I spend a lot of time with trainers and speakers who I thought were my friends. Because my definition of friendship is like how I defined it earlier. Like we tell each other everything, you know, we spend time together. But people use it against you. And and they only are your friends when you're useful to them.
Exactly.
Like when shit hits the fan, wow, then you really know who your real friends are. So I think we all need to be very, don't be too idealistic about how we define friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And to make sure that you're constantly valuable to the people that you're spending time with.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
But I think let's do a quick poll, okay? Because you raise a very interesting point. Let's say...
I'm a professional.
Let's say all of us here, right? We are in a position of hiring. Okay, so I cannot only speak as a manager because I've not been a boss yet. But both of you guys are bosses, right? And let's say we have two people now. We're on great relationships with both of them. They both can perform equally well.
Okay.
Okay. They are both very likable, but you like one a bit better because you're a closer friend to them, or they're a closer friend to you. Who would you hire? Same paycheck, everything all being the same, who would you hire? The friend, right?
I will hire
the friend. Right, because at that stage when everything else being equal and the only plus is the friendship, then you go for the friend. But what if I switch it around now? One is your very, very good friend, can perform very well, but 80% of what the other guy can do.
So the other person is more competent.
Yes, and cheaper. Now, okay. Who will you hire?
I will take the more competent guy. Okay, so my view is, as much as I believe that, you know, you shouldn't start a business with your friends, you know, I also believe that you shouldn't hire your friends because they are just friends. Okay, so I prefer the other way of, rather than starting with your friends, befriend the people you start things with, or the befriend the people that you work with. You know, rather than the other way around, because a lot of people, like you said, right? Oh yeah, you know, you go into a next company and then like we're really friend, right? Hey, help me, you join me, which is fine. It's not a bad thing, you know. But I have a tendency to rather befriend the people at work.
Yeah.
You know, or befriend my founders. So in other words, I rank competency as the top.
Yeah.
Which is same. That's the value he's defining. Everybody's definition of value is different. Yeah. See? Mm-hmm. So if I'm going to go for an interview with Reggie, I better make sure I show up for my competence.
Yeah, that's why I shoot down a lot of content.
Okay, don't name them.
Interview team if you're ever hiring. Yeah.
So I like for you, how would you pick?
I pick competency number one.
There you see, because you value competency more.
Yeah, and to me, I feel like you can be friends with anyone. It's just whether you want to put in effort to be friends and how much you want to do to maintain that friendship.
Yeah, I think there's a bit of texture and layer, right? But going back to the idea of trust, right? To me, right, I can trust an asshole, you know. Because they are consistently an asshole.
Yeah, because trust is about consistency. Right,
trust is about
right?
consistency. This person is always late. I can trust that this guy is confirmed late one.
Then you tell him 1 hour in advance.
Exactly. Right?
So the meeting don't start at 8, that time is 7.
Start at 7, then by the time 8, okay, just nice. Come, bro, come, we start already. Right? So to me, trust is about consistency. So I can trust an asshole, right? As long as they are consistent with it. Right, and I think when I tell people that line, it shakes their whole worldview. Like, because to them, trust is about liking the person, being able to share everything, you know, and all that, right?
Different.
Yeah, but on the bringing back to the topic of, like, should you then befriend your boss? Right, what about in the space where your immediate boss? Mm-hmm. Right, so I think we went through quite a bit of texture, like, you know, like the big boss or like hiring or different kind of people, right? But what is the relationship that you should manage with your immediate boss? Why I ask? Because if you outperform your immediate boss, they do feel very threatened.
Mm, of course.
Depends.
Right? Oh, okay, come. So because I think they're in their incentive structure, it's not that they want to keep you there. You know, but if you outperform them, then you are challenging their
It depends on the culture, right? And the incentive system.
Okay, come share
so
with
that's
us.
Where that's why I always think that ultimately, whether good people stay with you or not, or whether friendship matters or what, ultimately it's still about the culture of the company. If the company is good, the bad people eventually flushed out anyway. But going back to your question, right? So if the manager feels threatened, that means something wrong with the incentive system. What? That means to say that I'm not incentivized to guide, groom my people so that they can take over my position. But if the company has an incentive system where if your people are promoted, I give you more bonuses or I create a position for you. Then there's no politics. What is politics? Politics is when there's scarce resource.
Really?
So when people fight, that's when it creates trouble.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an interesting definition actually. If you think about it in war, It is, right? It's scarce resources, so you then fight.
That's why you fight. If it's a triangle pyramid, people will always fight.
No, but I think politics exists anywhere. It's just it gets a bit more intense when there's scarcity.
Reggie has a point. You see, he says politics is everywhere, right? You know why? Because we're dealing with human beings, right? Because human beings have scarcity mindset. It's their really thinking is just, I win. You all must lose. But if I have we all win together, then why would I want to be political?
Exactly. I agree. But I think also, right, to caveat that, it depends on the organization structure because not every structure allows for that to happen. If you talk about like a SME MNC, if you outperform your boss, then you'll likely take over that position. But if you talk about an agency structure,
a sales organization,
sales, insurance, property, network marketing, MLM, whatever it is, right? As long as there is that agency model whereby you can grow the people under you and not feel threatened about your own position or rice bowl, then find that happening.
Yep.
Whereby they want to groom superstars because they're incentivized to do that. But in the corporate world, they need to protect their position first. They can't let a superstar shine too much. You're very good. They press you down.
And I think it also caveats on the organization's growth, right? Because if you are in an organization that is fast growing, right? Everybody just wants to move, right? A lot of startups, you know, you join in or scale ups or whatever they call it, like tech companies, they move. So when you join organizations like this, I think a lot of people are very aligned to just keep moving very quickly.
Yeah.
You know, but if you join some of the like old companies or, you know, like SMEs that it's not that they don't want to move, they just are undercapitalized to go further. So essentially your manager is capped. So you are also capped. So when it is in that situation, then is being friend with your boss important? Specifically on that.
So in the SME
or like MNCs, because I think a lot of the listeners will be in that field, right? Yeah.
Now I would say no. I would say yes for like agency models where the person is incentivized to make sure the people under them perform or outperform, but not in the very corporate tiered hierarchical structure where you only have like the budget for that few people. Because the difference is, right, in these agency models, even if they run out of money, they'll find a way to get more money to retain everyone together. But in these kind of corporate structures, let's say the budget is just like, you know, X dollars for this position or these two positions. If this one person can do the job of these two people and cost a fraction of that X dollars, the company will make the decision, right? It's a finance decision. It's a business mindset decision. But it's not the same for agency model, because having both will grow your sales, grow your total addressable market. Everything grows in tandem together. Mm.
I mean, if you answer your opposite, is that of course you don't want to make enemies with anyone.
Right? Of course.
Right. That's why I say be friendly. But again, it goes back down to the value, right? So say, for example, in Reggie's context, right? Then my value is to never outshine my boss. My value is to make my boss look good so that I'll forever always have a job.
Yeah, and that's people always say that, right? You must make your boss look good.
Yeah.
Which is why I prefer that if for us to survive and thrive in an organization, maybe ask a different question. It's not about should I befriend my boss or not. It's first of all, what is the value I can give to my direct? Mm-hmm. And if being a friend is what that person values, because he's a social person or relational person, then by all means, be a friend. Learn the skills, right? But if not, sometimes it might not serve you.
Yeah.
Because you know what? You'll be killed not by your boss. You know who will be killed by? Your colleagues.
Oh, yeah. All the time.
They'll be threatened by you. Oh, wow. You're sucking up to your boss. And your boss doesn't mind your infighting. Great. Because if you're fight, it means you will not be eyeing on the throne. You see that? So, but that's then we go into this kind of very negative culture, which I hope we don't have in our companies.
Yeah. I think that's a really good summary. But at the same time, right, when you befriend your boss, if it calls for it, I think people need to learn how to protect themselves.
Yeah.
You need to know where to draw the line so that you don't end up saying something you regret later on, because you don't know if your boss will choose friendship or business when it really boils down to crunch time.
Yep.
I'm quite sure it's business.
I'm always very cautious. Like, I have a very clean line. When I first started working in my early 20s, right, I didn't even add my colleagues on Facebook.
Oh.
The only colleague I had on my Facebook was my FYP friend, because we were friends first, then colleagues. Yeah, but for everyone else, I just like, you know, pretended, oh, Facebook, oh, I don't really use that, but shit, I do. And then privatize my profile so you can't see any activity unless you're my friend. Yeah, it was only after I joined another organization with a much healthier culture that I started to change that mindset, because you then realize that your colleagues are not your enemies. But when you feel that your colleagues could be your enemies, you'll feel more threatened.
Yeah, you'll show yourself.
Yeah, you'll show yourself more. And also, I think competency matters, because, like, you know, as a young fresh grad in the workplace, right, I didn't feel like I was very competent. So I didn't know if something I use or say, like my clubbing pictures on Facebook, later they use it against me, how?
True.
But if you're competent, you'll be like, use her. I'm more competent than that. You think clubbing pictures will drag me down? Now, if you'll fire me over clubbing pictures, sure, fire lah. I'll find a better job elsewhere. So I think it really is like finding a good balance among all these skills, competency, befriending your bosses, knowing when to protect yourself, knowing how to add value, what to give your bosses, what to give your boss so that they look good, and then they'll make you want to look good as well.
Nice. Okay, so I think we went one round. Pretty interesting idea. So in closing, every day with Wise and Shine, I want to hear one point that you have after our conversation, right? So maybe start with Eric.
I think the currency of the business world is value. So make sure that whoever that you deal with, be very clear about what that person values. And as long as you give that what he wants, you will always be in a relationship with that person.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay, that's an interesting one. It's not always about hanging out together, right? Okay.
If that person doesn't value that.
Like me.
We'll let your employees know.
No. I mean, they know. When I talk to them, then they know that I want to hang out. When I don't, I said, don't. Just give me a break. Yes.
Is that why he doesn't want to hang out with us after this?
Oh, yeah. I did ask him out for lunch and he say like, he's busy.
I have like three more recording after this.
Okay, so for me, my closing thoughts is I quite like what Eric said. Be friendly, but I would still add on, but know when to protect yourself.
Yeah, I like the boundaries portion.
Good point.
Yeah, I think for me, in closing, after listening to all of you, it's very, very insightful. Actually, very different viewpoint, because I always come from the viewpoint that, you know, you should be friendly with your boss, your immediate boss at least, but you shouldn't threaten their fundamental existence, right? Because once you threaten their fundamental existence, essentially you're in a loggerhead situation already, and you will not have an easy time. But after the conversation today, I feel like, yeah, it really depends on the organization that you're in. And if so happened that the organization is not a very safe place to even befriend anybody, maybe you should go. But if you work for me, right, I want to let you know. I'll let you know. If you decide to work for the Financial Coconut, you know, I'm very sociable. I'm just very tired very easily, right? Yeah, just we can be friends, you know, but it depends. And
I think that's why, like, Why Think Shine is such a great show. You see, advice is multifaceted, right? You come from that background where being friendly, you've seen the consequences of it. I come from that background as well. But I've also seen, because I work in both sort of structures, I've also seen where being friendly with your bosses and outperforming them does not cause you to lose your job. Yeah, which is Eric's background. That's all he's ever seen. So we all come from different viewpoints, different perspective, but therein lies the golden advice about advice, right? You have to
context take, very important.
Yeah, the context is super important. Some phrases stick around longer because, you know, it's more prevalent. It's like 80% of the majority population go through that, so it gets, you know, perpetuated all the time. But if you lie at 20%, then don't follow that advice blindly. And knowing when to distinguish is super important. That's why I listen to Wise and Shine.
It's our first episode, lah.
Yeah, but still
so basically, she listens to herself.
Yes, I love that. I love that. But yes, I agree. And I think in closing, I would say that, you know, you got to be really good at what you do. You know, as long as you're in a corporate structure or in any kind of organization, be really good at what you do. But yeah, I would love to work with someone that I like. Yeah. And then I trust.
80% competency, 20% likability, relatability, whatever it is. Friendship.
Yeah. That's why the lubricant.